Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shabbat Shalom, and thank you for tuning me in to Blog Talk, the Social Social Change Action Network. I am Sister Tamar coming to you today. Elder V is on a sabbatical for today, and so I wanted to come and continue to move the show along. We're going to do a rebroadcast of a show that he did, one of my favorites. And I just want to thank you, as always, for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying your Shabbat. I hope that you've had a wonderful, blessed week, because we do know that the enemy is running to and fro to see who he could devour. And as things tend to intense as we get closer to the coming of Yeshua HaMashiach, we're going to go through things. And so I would just encourage you, brothers and sisters, just to know that you're not alone. Know that the Most High is with you. He's going to continue to bless you. He's going to do exactly what he said he will do, as long as we're keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments. But before I start our rebroadcast, I want to go to the Father in prayer. And just know that I'm not doing the show. It's a rebroadcast. I'm just trying to start it. Most people get offended if they hear a woman teaching, and that is not what's going on today. We're simply just rebroadcasting a previous show just to make sure that we're being consistent with our listeners. And most high willing, Elder V will be back on the broadcast for Inspirational Wednesday and Sabbath lesson next Shabbat. So ladies, cover your head. Men, take off the hats off your head. Let's go into prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. We forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all manner of evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Most High, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for laying us down to sleep. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for the many blessings that you give to us each and every day. Father, we just know that you're with us, and so we just thank you. Thank you for our food, shelter, transportation. Thank you for just allowing us to enter in your presence on this day. Thank you for this day of rest after a long week of hard work. Father, we glorify you. We praise you on this day. As we honor you, we just ask that you continue to keep us, protect us from all evil and harm. Father, forgive us of our sins, known and unknown. Father, help us to stay in the place that we're supposed to be and do your will each and every day. Father, I ask that you go with the brothers and sisters that are listening to this broadcast. Continue to bless them and meet their needs. Go with our children, Most High. Protect them. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. Help them to be better. Protect them from all evil, from all harm. And Father, I just ask that you be with this nation as a whole, your people, Father. Continue to send your blessing and favor upon us. Continue to expand our territory that we may do more to build your kingdom. We ask all these things in your name. So be it, and amen. All right, usually we go into our herbal segment, and I just don't want to belabor the time, but just continue to do your research. Last week we talked about lime. We've talked about aloe vera, the benefits of that. If you go to the Heart of a Hebrew Woman's Facebook page, you'll see different herbs that I put up. I just posted a posting last week about macaroni and cheese and how there are foreign objects in the macaroni, plastic and things like that. So I just want to encourage you to always be mindful of what you eat, what you put in your body. Definitely continue to stay away from the pork, the shellfish. Make sure that you're just reading the back of the labels on products. As always, prayer and fasting is key. Make sure you're doing a good detox, not giving into too much sugary things, things that are processed. All those things are harmful to our bodies. Make sure that you're doing an exercise regimen that will keep you healthy, whether you're walking outside, jogging, doing light weights, going to the gym. All those things play a factor into us staying healthy, making sure that we stay away from a lot of pharmaceuticals because we're not giving in to eating things that have been mass-produced. Because they are tainting the food, you guys. They are making sure that we are getting as much for as little, meaning you're going to get a lot of food but less nutrients. So always go raw, things that are grown up from the earth. Gravitate to fruits and vegetables and make sure that you are taking care of your body. And with that said, I'll be most high willing, we will be back with a new herb for next week and that we can arm yourself and keep you in shape for the things that will come upon this land. When tribulation comes, you'll know how to take care of yourself. You'll know what to eat and what not to eat. And we'll just continue to move forward with that. Some brief announcements before I go into our lesson. On Tuesdays, we have the Heart of a Hebrew Woman. That's me, Sister Tamar. Every Tuesday, Most High and Willing, we'll bring out things about women, things to help women, whether in your home, on your job. Most High Willing, I will be talking about building businesses, how to create them from the ground up, putting your ideas to work, and making sure you have the necessary tools to help build that business to help your family. On Wednesday, we have Inspirational Wednesdays, and then here again on the Sabbath, we will have Elder V with our Sabbath lesson. the reading of the law, because I am not an elder. I will not be reading the law, but there are 613 laws, commandments that you can do the research on and arm yourself with knowledge. Hosea 4 and 6 said, but our people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And because we have turned away from him, he has turned his back on us. So we have to arm ourselves, make sure that we read this Bible, digest the things that we need to do to transform our lives, to be better. Make sure that we're not given in to this world and the things of this world that will keep us away from going closer to the Father. And so with that said, I'm just trying to get through the basics of this before I turn over to the lesson. I encourage you to continue to pray for us as we grow this ministry, as we take this ministry to the streets and do outreach ministry, and we in turn will pray for you and your family. You can always reach us at Amhoida Facebook page. We are on Blog Talk here. All right, we have some technical difficulties, but we are back online, so I want to encourage you to tune in to the lesson rebroadcast of Elder V.
Babylon has definitely fallen. I know we're not supposed to rejoice at the dark day that we're getting ready to talk about, but I'm so excited at the fact that we're one day closer to the reign of Zion. People going back into their homeland as us coming up out of this captivity. The dark day is not anything to rejoice, as we're going to read about, but I know the dark day has a twofold significance, and there's a part of it that I'm excited about, and I have to be real. There's two parts I'm also excited about. Some folks going to get what's coming to them, and another folks are going to get what's coming to them. What do I mean by that? The evil will be purged, and the righteous will be promoted and elevated. All praises to the Most High. All I can say is hallelujah to that, because if you're not looking forward to that great day when we're back in the kingdom, then you are misled, because the book tells us that the trees and the animals are all yearning and groaning for the return, for Zion to return and get this earth back in harmony, get rid of the and purge this earth and get rid of the pestilence that will come upon this earth and that's on this earth, the chemicals and the trails. The whole earth is groaning for the sons of man to return back into prominence that he promised us. All of creation. So, brothers and sisters, let's get ready to get into it. We're going to read these scriptures, get into the second part of the lesson. And I want to talk from the Tanakh. The prophet spoke about when we talk about the dark day, we have to start in Joel, the second chapter. I'm so fascinated by the book of Joel that talks about the transformation of the people of the Most High. But he says, we know not what we shall be, but when we see him, we shall be as he is, but we shall be changed. I am rejoicing, even as I'm starting to see the strength of the Hebrew people physically transforming right before your eyes. It was just the other day that they showed a 17-year-old boy breaking a world record, and he ain't nothing but about 5'5", squatting 600 pounds. It's almost a ton. are not regular, that they are a different people. I do not support the pagan aspect of the Olympics, knowing that how it started with Alexander the Great in the Book of Maccabees. They had different nations that competed against each other in the nude, part of our enslavement. But to let a people shine at such a time as this, in such a way, is a sign unto people to let them know whose hand is on these people, that they are kodesh and set apart. Joel, the second chapter, says this: blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. Day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. That's why he said, blow ye a trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. That's why he said in Isaiah 58, lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion and show my people their transgressions. There's going to be some trumpets sounding. But here, right here, he's talking about verse 2, a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. What is he talking about? What I just was making a prelude to, as to the prominence of the people who will be changed and will be physically changed and prepared to do things you have never seen done before. We're going to read about it. The name Joel itself means that the Most High is our power. Joel 2 and 3. A fire devoureth with forger, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is at the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. He's talking about the march of the remnant and of the army and of the war of the Most High when he comes in that dark day. And they woke up and it's just gloomy. Imagine something 10,000 times worse than a gloomy, cloudy day with no sunshine. There'll be complete darkness. But during that darkness, there will be a people of the army of the Most High, Yah, will be marching forth and destroying. I don't want to see the dark day, because if you're not right, you will be destroyed. But my plan is to be a part of that army or a part of the remnant, which is why I sacrifice daily to persecute my flesh. Like some of y'all wait till the Day of Atonement. Now, this should be every week you should be doing this, and every day. Which is why purposely I try and abstain from sin and breaking the commandments and laws. Daily, you should be saying, can't do that. You should be checking yourself. I'm counting myself and hoping and praying that I'll be a part by daily keeping these commandments and crucifying my flesh. Things that my body might tell me I think I want to do, I'm like, hail to the no. This life and that moment and that little bit of time ain't working. And he is not going to come back and catch me drunk, sprawled out in the streets, or in a club, or in somebody else's bed I shouldn't be in, or committing some type of murder I shouldn't be committing, or taking vengeance upon something myself. I want to be found right. That takes a daily sacrifice. Do you have the testicular fortitude to keep these commandments? Because you got to be a strong man and woman to keep these commandments. That means you got some self-control. And I'm going to say it again. It only comes through the Ruach HaKadosh. You ain't got the spirit. No, you ain't going to make it. You can't just be down by clothing, by head wrap, by a few precepts. You can't just be down like that. The Most High knows your heart. You can sit here and play and impress people with the visual, but he knows who you really are. He knows what you're going to do next week. When you're faking, I've had enough of the world. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm holding out the hope. This is the hope. Joel 2 and 4. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured the stubble, as a strong people set in battle of array. Man, he thought to put on armor on us because we're going to have to go down into these bunkers where a lot of these Edomites are going to be hiding with their shelters and their survival kits and their food rations. Some of them are going to wait for the nuclear storm to pass over, then we'll retake the land. No, he's going to make us so strong we'll be going into bunkers and shelters and just handling the business. If you know what the business is. Before their face, people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. That's what they're scared of. Verse 7, they shall run like mighty men. What you're seeing in the Olympics, Usain Bolt, is 1,000 times faster than that. Call him the fastest man in the world. But you are seeing a glimpse from the tribe of Benjamin. How we going to be handling the business. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his way, and they shall not break their ranks. We will know our places. We will have order amongst Israel. Verse 8, neither shall one thrust another. There will be no pushing. Nothing scares these other nations more when they see the solidarity and the solemnity and the order of Israel, when we come together and we are orderly and we put things in check. I'll never forget the sight when, I'll give you an idea, when they showed in the Malcolm X movie and they took that brother to jail and them Muslims marched in order with them trench coats and hats, and one man was giving them orders on when to turn, when to march, when to bounce, and what to do. And all they can say is that's too much power for one black man. But it scares people when they see us march in orderly fashion because they already expect us to act out. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, if you hear, listen to this. When they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. What is that saying? I'm going back to Thessalonians. We are going to be changed to be like him. No bullets, no armor-piercing bullets, none of these great scientific technological weapons that they've created are going to work against this army of the Most High. It says it right here in Joel 2 and 8, that even when they fall upon the sword or darts or bullets or whatever you want to call it, none of them shall fall and be hurt or die. They shall run to and fro into the cities. They shall run upon walls, climb upon the horses. It'll probably be the tanks that they think they have and the planes. Because it was just horses in the vision because they couldn't describe it any other kind of way. And so they used horses in those times. But you think about it today, it'll be those warships and those tanks that they're bringing into your cities at night on the trains. And they are strategically positioned in all of our cities ready for martial law. They are ready. They're hiding behind buildings and in giant warehouses. You thought the warehouse was just abandoned. They got some tanks, some martial law equipment in there ready for your behind. But it's telling us right here that these mighty men in that dark day will be climbing inside these tanks and ripping people out of it. The Most High is going to bring those weapons to naught. The science won't work. Technology won't work. They're going to tell you that it's an EMP weapon, electromagnetic pulse, that they shut down all the phones, which is why they're tricking you into making everything electronic. The meters on your house, the cars, the TVs, the phones, everything is going to shut down. They'll blame it on the weapon, but they already know that the Most High prophesied that none of their weapons, that the fallen angels gave them information about, the technology came from them, that none of it's going to work. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief, be taking people out. This is what we shouldn't be preaching about in the street. This is just for us to know that we're doing the Most High bidding. Not out there street preaching, yeah, we're going to be killing y'all. Kill this man right here. Let me eat him. Yeah, we're going to kill your baby. That's ignorance. You are an idiot, sir. Stay off the streets. You're giving me a bad name. I got a job to do right now. which is spread these statutes, laws, and commandments, and preach this, and be strong. Verse 10, the earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Mm-hmm. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp, not your camp, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And who can abide it? You see that? It is duplicitous. It's great and it's terrible. It's great because we're getting the recompense we've been looking for. We're getting the vengeance that the elders in heaven are crying out to him right now, saying, how long will it be before you avenge us? That is to say, he's like, it's finally being taken care of. And the elders are probably up there like, woo, get him, left, right. You know, when you go to a boxing match, that's how those elders are going to be, those 24 elders. Like, yes, finally, the blood from the streets and in the ground is being, at the same time, very terrible. People are going to be mad. Children and babies of the other heathens that worship other gods, the Edomites, Esau, Ammonites, Moabites, everything that is of that seed is going to be killed and destroyed. Let's look at something I want you to see, a precept. Let's go to Zephaniah real quick. The book of Zephaniah 1, 14 through 16. I got some neighbors hearing me preach this, and I want to get out, because guess what? This is the Shabbat. And there's probably a force still emanating from my front door. Zephaniah 1 and 14. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. This is a vision of the prophet Zephaniah. He says, even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man, shall cry there bitterly. Then he goes on in 15 to say, that day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness, a day of desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick dark. This is what these people who are in their kingdom right now, living in their $5 million houses with their 401ks and $300 in retirement, driving a $100,000 cars, walking around with their noses up, calling people all kinds of bywords. This is what they don't want to believe or see, because this is not their book. This is our history book to give us hope. They don't want to see what verse 15 just described to you, and they know it's coming. There's no rations, tents, bunkers, shelters, food. Nothing's going to help you, save you. There's no 8Ks. Your nuclear weapons aren't going to work. There's nothing that's going to help you or save you. The only thing that's going to help you or save you is recognize who the people of the Most High are. Recognize and bow down to our Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, who you call Jesus Christ. Walk away from religion and Christianity and come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments that were given to a group of people to teach only the other nations. It's not the other nations teach us. You must sit down and learn and follow us, because you will. Unfortunately, you may not want to hear it, but the tables are going to be turned. It's turning right now. From the womb of virtue. Zephaniah 1 and 16, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities. That means these people putting up walls and all that, ridiculous. It's not going to help you. The high towers, I don't care about, there's a fort that they take the presence to escape. None of this stuff. These people have underground cities built miles, millions of miles under the earth that they think are going to sustain them. They've taken the good seeds, the good crops. They got light that's bright as sunshine. They have built cities underground. Many people you think were killed are missing because they had some problems or they helped to do something. They're in these cities. They think they're going to be able to hide underneath the ground from this. That's why he's going to make these people great. You're only seeing a shadow of the strength of the people that were fighting this army. We will be plowing down in these cities, destroying those that worship Satan, because the whole world pretty much is worshiping Satan. I I think I want to go to verse 16, and that was it. And that's talking about the dark day. But let's look at Isaiah, how the prophet Isaiah talks about the dark day. Listen to what Isaiah said in chapter 13, 9 to 11, the prophet Uzziah, or Yeshaya. It would be Yeshaya. Prophet Yeshaya. It's Isaiah. Said 13, 9 to 11. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, but with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof. If you're living in sin, you're abiding in sin, you're going to be killed. You're going to the lake of fire. That's where you're going. Sin is transgression of the law. Not smoking and drinking, or not going to Bible study inquirers or ushers me. Sin is transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven, verse 10, and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. In that day, Most High going to turn off the light switches. The circuit breakers going to be cut. The sun shall be darkened in his own court, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Verse 11. And I will punish the world, their evil, and the wicked, their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. As I was reading that, I just saw everybody in the earth talk. The politicians, the wealthy, the people that are around the corner that are pushing them $100,000 cars, living in big houses and looking down upon you, and the meek and the poor and the lowly, that drive past the 10 cities and said, I wish they'd get rid of this vermin, scum off the streets. I don't want to see it. I heard them talk like that in my face. Then they look me in the eyes and catch themselves. Because I'm like, no, you're the one that needs to be taken away from the earth immediately. You think your little paper with a president's face on it is going to save you and make you great? That little piece of paper going to be burned anyway because it's not worth nothing. It never was worth anything. Listen to Isaiah 13 and 10 again. But the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened and is going forth, and the moon shall not cause the light to shine. Verse 11. Let's listen closely to the prophet Isaiah about the day of the Lord that is right around the corner. He said, and I will punish the world for their evil. I got to pause. There's so much evil in the world. There's so much that America and the United Nations are doing to countries that they won't even let you see on TV. How they're raping and pillaging Africa, killing people for no reason, dropping bombs on people with drones. What they did to people in these different countries. You say, well, they had it coming and it was prophesied. I just want you to see how evil they are. Even though they had it coming, some things were not warranted. They don't care about us. Punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity, which is sin and transgression. There are wicked people amongst us, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease. He's going to kill that off. You'll see attitudes change. And they realize that the money, where they live and all that stuff, has no significance. And the haughtiness of terror. This whole chapter in Isaiah 13 is talking about Babylon, things that are going to transpire. Let me go back real quick to Zephaniah, the third chapter, before we finish off Joel. The third chapter, the 14th verse, listen to this. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all thy heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel, even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. This is the deliverance that is to come towards the end of what's going to happen on the day of the Lord. What's my point? My point is that it's a twofold dark day. It is the ushering in of the house of Jacob, and it is the end of Esau's world.
Mm-hmm.
That dark day is duplicitous. If you can get through it, you get ready to walk into a light that is never ending, ever existing. It is the promise that the Most High made. It is the millennium. Reign of Yeshua Mashiach, hallelujah, and which Christ personally directs the whole government of the world, and the 144,000 shall be the new governors. It's a fantastic time. And we know there'll be another judgment after that, that's spoken of in Revelation 20, but that's when Satan is loose for a little time, and those he tried to deceive again, probably those that'll be serving, will be eternally after that put into the lake of fire. But the millennial reign will exist. So during that millennial reign, those people that will live will be immortal, that have a right to the tree of life, and you will eat from that tree, and it will sustain you eternally. And not everybody will have a right to that tree of life. We'll finish up Joel, the second chapter, as a reading and exhort from there, starting at verse 12. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with the mourning.
Mm-hmm.
This should be a part of your regimen every week. Don't come up out of it. Let this be a way of life. You want to make it. There's something coming, and everything you do on the earth counts. You've been sent here. You're going to be judged, but you definitely want to get back to where you came from, because he brought you here with a mission. And if you're in this truth, it's because he chose you to be in the truth. Now walk worthy of the truth. Or have everything blotted out of the book that you did. Your heart. Now you go. See the kings that they messed up. They regret their comments. Don't take off matches. Pray fast, ask forgiveness. He said, don't do that. I need you to regret your heart's pity. Your heart's up to me. He is gracious and merciful. Ill savior shall come up because he had done great things. 21. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. 22. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Verse 23. Be glad, then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord. Your Most High, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause it to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. For the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Verse 25, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the tankworm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, my great army which I sent among you. Verse 26, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Most High, your power, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. He's going to position us. Verse 27, and ye shall know that Ahiah is in the midst of Israel, and that Ahiah, the Elohim, your power, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned to the darkness and the moon into blood before the T4. Great and terrible day of the Lord that we read about, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name shall come to pass. The Most High shall be delivered, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. The remnant, be clear, Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, those physical locations, shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said. And in the remnant, which is a group of people, whom he shall call. Let me go back. Verse 31. That you understand, this is what took place in the book of Acts. When Apostle Peter said, Caiaphas said, this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Because they begin to preach and prophesy then. You're seeing things and you're not understanding prophecy, how it deals with certain time frames and parameters, but all this comes together. But what we just read made it clear that all of these things will happen as we begin to wake up and come out of the curses and come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments. We're living in a time where our people, the Spirit is coming on us because these bones are living again. Our people are waking up. We're preaching. We're prophesying. And so we see that in verse 30. And we see the heavens and the pillars of smoke. We see certain things transpiring. And it said that all this will happen before the great terrible day of the Lord. All the signs and the prophesying we're seeing is letting us know that we're very close to the dark day of the Lord that we just read about in Zephaniah 1 and Isaiah 13 and the first part of Joel, the second chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he gives the precursor in 32 that whosoever shall call upon him during that time of the dark day will be delivered from that will happen. How do you know that? Well, I'll tell you how I know. Based on Psalms 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely, verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. And from the noisome pestilence, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noon. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Do you understand? He's saying you're going to be watching what's going to happen to these people during the dark day.
Mm.
But Joel 2 and 31 is saying a fire devoureth. It's saying the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day. We're seeing these things transpiring, but the news is keeping it from you about blood, moons, and fires, and Euphrates River drying up, so many other things transpiring. 32 said, it will come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name will take you back. Psalms 91 and 1, how you will be delivered. But understand this, deliverance in the Hebrew 64:13. Let me read all of that last verse before I give you that definition. 12, 2, and 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. 64:13 in the Hebrew means an escaped portion. In Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be an escaped portion of people, just a remnant in that great land. Do you see that, brothers and sisters? Go back into the archives if you can and see the lesson about who are the remnant. It's so critical to you leading a victorious life and being a part of that remnant. Not everybody's going to be a part of that remnant. So we must learn to prepare our hearts and to prepare our spirits. For the dark day is twofold, blessing and a curse for many. We know that it's a blessing and a curse for many. This is what I wanted to read to you about the animals and the earth. How they feel right now. Revelation 18. I reckon that the sufferings, Romans 8 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth. The manifestations of the sons of Ahiah. Verse 20, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected him in the same hope. But the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of Ahiah. But we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together. Till now, till that time, this whole earth is shaking, moving, and groaning for the return of the children of the Most High into prominence, to the commandments, to the law, statutes, to bring this back into what it was supposed to be when he created. All praises to the Most High. I just want to say to you before we get ready to go, to be encouraged, stand fast in the liberty wherewith you have been made free. Your end has already been pointed out. The things you're worrying about, he already knows the outcome. So all you need to do is rejoice in the battle, whatever you're going through, where you stand. You need to rejoice and keep the commandments and know that he has you. He has you. What is your life but in his hands if you keep the commandments? And he said, I've got your best interest in mind. So be strong in the Lord, the power of his might. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey and not a destination. Encourage your brothers and sisters throughout the day. Keep this Shabbat. And I say, Kwam Yasha'Allah. Let's rise, you Hebrews. Let's rise, Israel. Let's rise. Shabbat Shalom. Todah Rabbah.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm going to chase you out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.